This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A national expert in forensic pathology believes that Elijah McClain's manner of death was homicide. That's different from Adam County's contracted pathologist, who says the manner of death is undetermined. Dr. Roger Mitchell went through police footage on the stand today discussing McClain's worsening condition from being physically restrained.
At this point in his trajectory towards death, anything that's going to stop him from being able to gain breath, be able to clear his airway, is not helping him. It is doing the opposite. So watching these videos or watching the hours that I've watched, I'm seeing this as, you know, this is really terminal. This is right before he gets the ketamine.
Mitchell says the officer's actions, in addition to the large dose of ketamine, caused McClain's death. Kaiser Permanente workers in Colorado took to the picket line for a second day. CPR's Matt Bloom reports representatives from both the union and their employer are still in negotiations.
Both sides have agreed to increase on-the-job training for union members, but there's still divisions over wage increases and outsourcing. Meanwhile, Kaiser's chief operating officer in Colorado, Kelly Kane, says patients should still have access to most services throughout the strike.
All of our urgent care locations are open. We have all of our walk-in flu clinics open. So we are open. Patients are coming in, receiving care.
Kaiser rescheduled a large number of appointments in preparation of the three-day action. Workers have threatened to walk off the job again if they don't reach an agreement. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.